Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
That's right, sitting in for Alex today. And I want to tell you, there really is so much news to cover. But I'm going to have to put that on hold for tomorrow, where I'll be doing double duty with Alex on the road, and I'm hoping that Alex will actually take this vacation and stay away. We haven't heard from him yet. That's a good sign. Alex, if you're listening, please just enjoy your vacation. Don't think about the New World Order. Think about a nice, juicy steak. Think about the time with your family, and we'll take care of things here in studio. And I've got a lot on my mind. I've got a lot of news, but here's the thing. I'm going to put that on hold for tomorrow, until tomorrow, because we have to get ahead of this next big narrative that the mainstream media is about to push and that we're starting to see already. In fact, guys, do you have the tweets for me? I need that Mayor Adler tweet, because according to Steve Adler, the mayor of Austin, Texas, the entire city of Austin is going to be in the ICU by the end of the month. Yeah. Don't take my word for it. I've got Mayor Adler's tweet right here. And he shares the graph. And I covered it last week, but now I'm seeing the push in the mainstream media, which means this is going to be their next big narrative. This is going to be their next big push for masks and vaccines and fear-mongering and everything, is that the hospitals are overwhelmed. And it's your fault, because you didn't want to take a vaccine. Even though most of the people that are being admitted to the hospital for COVID have been vaccinated, they lie about that too. But so again, here was the tweet put out by Mayor Adler last week. We can't be finished with a virus that's not finished with us. The green line is where we're headed if we don't all comply with my tyranny. And it shows hospitalizations, ICU, not just hospitalizations, the ICU. Look at that green line. That's what Mayor Adler says will happen if we don't all immediately wear masks 24/7 in the shower, in the bedroom, in the pool, anywhere, everywhere, and all get vaccinated. Because the masks don't work and the vaccines don't work, so you just got to double down, wear 10 masks, take 10 vaccines. Hell, just kill yourself, really. And I guess that's the ultimate irony is, I can't catch a COVID virus if I'm dead. But so, again, this is the graph shared by Mayor Adler. He says everybody in the city of Austin is going to be in the ICU by the end of the month if we don't all wear masks and take vaccines. And I started to see a little bit in the media pushing this, but that just means I think next week or the week after, they'll probably plan it out maybe with 2 weeks or a month before they think they're going to have FDA authorization, if they have confidence in that happening, of the vaccine, so that they can mandate it, because that's their ultimate plan. So the current game plan for this tyranny is bring back the fear-mongering, bring back the lockdowns, bring back the masks, tell everybody they're going to die if they don't take a vaccine or wear a mask. And then once they get the FDA approval for the vaccine, that's when they're going to mandate it. And this is all going to happen most likely within the next 2 months, maybe even 1 month. But here's what I want to do today, and I'm going to come back in the next segment and give out the phone number, because I'm going to put all the news aside today. Not easy for me to do, because it's a lot of important developments, but we're going to cover it all tomorrow and the rest of the week. I'm going to open up the phone lines today exclusively to healthcare workers. Are your hospitals filled? Because I saw multiple news stories throughout the week and doctors on Twitter, verified doctors you've never heard of, saying the hospital's overwhelmed. People are waiting 48 hours to get in. We don't have medicine anymore. The outbreak is out of control. Remember, just like they did last year, and then we did the same thing for days, and everybody said, no, the hospitals are empty. So let's get out ahead of that false narrative tonight.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
How could you conquer the world without firing a single shot, without dropping a single bomb? Well, you would manufacture a virus in a lab, have it get out of that lab, and then have the mainstream media run fear-mongering campaigns for months or years, however long it takes, over that virus until everyone was capitulated. You could bring in a one-world government through it, medical tyranny through it, and then once you have the mandated vaccines, you have conquered the planet. That is the current globalist plan that we are under right now. Total capitulation of every human being on earth because of a COVID virus manufactured in a Chinese military lab with the aid of Anthony Fauci, with the aid of Barack Obama, with the aid of Bill Gates, and they all know it. They've all been caught. And I guess they're just hoping that the whole planet will capitulate soon enough that they'll have their world regime with medical tyranny in place before we could ever get justice against Anthony Fauci and everybody else involved in that Wuhan lab. This is the Alex Jones Show. We are live in the InfoWars World Headquarters on this Sunday, July 25th. Alex is on vacation. I'm hoping that he can actually take a vacation this time. And I'm going to be putting off all of the news today for tomorrow and the rest of this week, because specifically today, we have to get out ahead of the next big narrative, which is that the hospitals are overwhelmed. There's no hospital beds left. There's no medicine left. It's basically total dire straits at every hospital in America. COVID's back. Delta's back. Everybody's dying. And again, they haven't launched the full push yet, but there's been some preliminary pushes. For example, from our piece of absolute garbage. In fact, garbage has more use than our mayor, Steve Adler. At least you can incinerate garbage and, you know, maybe there's something you can do with it. Adler has no use. This guy sucks. And the funny thing is, you go to every single one of his tweets, it's nothing but negative reviews. I don't know how this guy continues to get into office, except all of our elections are rigged. But so I saw a couple news reports from over the weekend. I saw a couple verified doctors on Twitter saying that there isn't an empty hospital bed in America right now. Delta's killing us all. Which to me just means this is going to be their next big narrative. This is going to be their next big push. It's coming in a week. It's coming in 2 weeks. Just like they did, I guess it was really over a year ago, but they kind of did it all of the summer of 2020 saying, hospitals are overwhelmed. ICU's overwhelmed. There's no hospital beds. There's no medicine. You're waiting 48 hours to get in. Most people are being rejected. And so for an entire week, we took calls from healthcare workers. I went to three different hospitals in Austin, and they were ghost towns. You could hear a pin drop. I filmed it all. Others went out and did the same thing. For a whole week, we did this. We took calls for a whole week. Others filmed it. It was a viral sensation on the internet of people going to the hospitals, walking in, saying, where is the overwhelmed hospital? Where's all the people waiting? All of them ghost towns, everywhere. And then security comes and rushes them up, rushes them out, hushes them up because, well, we can't expose the false narrative. So I want to get ahead of this false narrative today, and I want to take calls from healthcare workers for the entire show. From across America, or hell, if you're overseas, are you seeing another push, or is your hospital overwhelmed? Is your hospital crowded? Are people waiting 48 hours to get inside? Are people being turned down because there's no beds? Are people being turned down because it's too crowded, too busy, there's no doctors? Are the nurses getting all limbered and stretching for their new dance routines? I mean, this is how ridiculous it is. They claim the hospitals are so overwhelmed, yet all you saw from nurses was dance routines. And they think we're so stupid that we won't even put two and two together. Like, hey, you say the hospitals are overwhelmed, but all you're doing is dancing for TikTok videos. Remember, they sent the Navy ships, the big, ginormous Navy ships, and not a single patient, not a single COVID patient went on them. Not a one. So this is what we're going to do today. I want to go for the entire Sunday Alex Jones show, taking calls from healthcare workers specifically. Is your hospital overwhelmed? Are people being pushed out? Are people waiting out the door? Is there a 48-hour wait? Or is this just yet another lie of the mainstream media, another lie of what I guess are just Democrat doctors? Because remember, Democrats that are members of the media have completely sold out their profession. They're no longer reporters. They're no longer journalists. They're no longer truth tellers. They are full-blown activists for the Democrat Party. They cover up the Hunter Biden laptop. They cover up Joe Biden's dementia. I could go on. So just like reporters and journalists have completely sold out their profession for the Democrat Party, now you're seeing doctors doing the same thing, nurses doing the same thing. And, you know, that hurts even worse. We're used to the media in this country being totally corrupt. That's why InfoWars exists. That's why, despite all the censorship, InfoWars is still on air, because we're necessary and people fund us because they know we're needed in this time of fake news. But boy, oh boy, you'd think you could at least have some integrity in the healthcare profession, have doctors that don't want to be liars. But guess what? I guess Democrats, no matter what profession they're in, they're liars. Whether they're doctors, whether they're nurses, whether they're reporters, whether they're teachers, they've all sold out to the Democrat Party cult. They've all sold out to the death cult. And they don't give a damn what it does to their profession. So now I can't believe I'm saying it. I'm heartbroken at this. Doctors are now selling out their profession for the Democrat Party, and they're going to start pushing the false narrative that the hospitals are overwhelmed from Delta and COVID because you didn't get vaccinated. How disgusting. Yeah, here's the overwhelmed hospitals last summer, guys. Woo! Yeah, we're curing COVID. Yeah, we're overwhelmed here. Let's get it. Let's get our COVID dance routine on. This is a cult. So they're going to bring it back. They're going to bring it back, and they're going to tell you hospitals are overwhelmed from Delta, just like they lied last year and said they were overwhelmed from COVID while they all danced on TikTok with choreographed dance routines. I wish I had time to choreograph a dance routine. Boy, crew, wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice if things slowed down in the info war and we could choreograph a dance routine for Twitter? Wouldn't that be fun, guys? That would be great. Hell, we don't even have time to take a day off if we're sick. Oh, but those nurses are so overwhelmed, making more money than they've ever made to dance on TikTok. So I want to get out ahead of this false narrative. Again, Steve Adler, the mayor of Austin, says every person in Austin is going to be in an ICU by the end of the month. I mean, that is so insane, so ludicrous. And he has the gall to actually make that a public statement. Get him off my screen. What a piece of absolute shiitake mushrooms. God, he sucks. You Democrats, you're the worst people on earth, man. Like, I've got a video. I'm not even going to have time to get to it today. There was a rally in New York City, you know, justice for Ashley Babbitt, justice for the political prisoners from January 6th of the Democrat Party. And Antifa decides to show up and throw water at people and assault people. And the cops just stand by and let them do it. Instead of moving in and just smashing their skulls like the scum they are, they just sit there and they just let them torture people in the streets. And it just makes me sick. And, boy, oh boy. So when we come back, I'm going to give out the phone number for healthcare workers only. Are you seeing your hospital is overwhelmed, or is it just like last summer when they lied about it and the hospitals were completely empty?
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-5600. 800-400-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, I'm going to take calls from healthcare workers for the rest of this transmission. And then I've been told we have a special report coming up from Alex Jones. We're going to air it at the end of today's transmission as well. But for the next hour and a half, I want to take calls specifically from healthcare workers. Are your hospitals overwhelmed, or is the media lying just like they did last summer to drum up the fear? And here's the next level of the fear-mongering that nobody really talks about, but it's very apparent. And if there is some sort of an influx at hospitals, this is why. There's this, the new brainwashing propaganda is that, oh, if you get sick, you're dead. You're just dead. That's it for you. You've got a virus. You're dead. You're kaput. That's it. You don't have an immune system. You can't recover. There's no medicine that can help. You're just dead. So you better get the vaccine. Otherwise, you're dead if you get a virus. Yeah, exactly. Oh, boy. I don't even want to go back into that story. It's one of the sickest things you've ever seen. I'm telling you, man. These liberal progressive Democrats are really reaching next level of demonic possession. When they're just, they got somebody in that hospital bed and they're ready to murder them. They're ready to murder them by putting them on a ventilator. And they love it. They get joy out of it. And they write stories about how much they love it. Like, yeah, I'm too late for you. You're dead. And they go in with that ventilator. I've got another COVID death count now. And they love it. You know, you don't want to talk bad about our healthcare workers and our doctors because they're some of the best amongst us, but we got to be honest about what's happening. The same phenomenon we've seen in the media with Democrats in the media completely selling out the truth for the Democrat Party, now you're seeing Democrats in the healthcare field are doing the exact same thing. And I'm sorry to say, but it's true. A Democrat doctor is now willing to lie about COVID, lie about hospitals, and lie about a vaccine. Really tragic. But that's where we are. And I've got the 10 stages of genocide right here. And we'll show you where the Democrat Party is out on it right now. You better watch out. The Democrat Party is at stage 8 out of the 10 stages of Democrat genocide. They are on stage 8 right now, ladies and gentlemen. Persecution, beginning of murders, Ashley Babbitt. Theft of property, I mean, where'd it even go? Roger Stone, Rudy Giuliani. Trial massacres. Yeah, look at all the January 6th people being held without bail. They're on stage 8. You know what stage 9 is? Extermination. And when you've got Democrat doctors willing to lie about what's happening in this country right now when it comes to hospitals and health, we're in big, big trouble. Oh, and by the way, I've got this. Here's your old school Nazi propaganda. I'm telling you, man, you'd almost think the Nazis are running the Democrat Party at this point. I'm not even kidding you. Here's your old Nazi propaganda where they show Jews as maggots and Jewish people with maggots crawling all over them. This was the propaganda the Nazis put out against the Jews. Look at the propaganda Democrats are putting out against Trump supporters. Here's a maggot. So there you go, maggots right there. And then here's a Trump supporter covered in maggots and bugs. It's the exact same propaganda the Nazis used against the Jews. So what do you think they're going to do to us next, guys? Oh, it's a mystery. I can't figure it out, Owen. What do the Democrats have planned for us? Well, if they can't arrest all of us, they'll kill all of us, and they'll feel great about it. Oh, and by the way, yes, the vaccine does kill people. Even if it's rare, it does kill people. So if you force me to take a vaccine, that's attempted murder. How does that feel? All of you out there pushing the vaccine, to be guilty of attempted murder must be nice. So without further ado, the phone number, guys, put it on the screen. I want to make sure I get it right. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Healthcare workers, nurses, doctors, anybody that works in a hospital or has friends or family that work in a hospital, 877-789-2539. Are the hospitals overwhelmed? Are the ICU beds overwhelmed? Are the hospitals just like shutting down? They don't know what to do. 48-hour wait times. Nobody can get in, just like they claimed last summer. Or is it just yet another lie of the mainstream media and the Democrat Party? Because this is going to be their next narrative. Hospitals are overwhelmed. It's your fault you're not vaccinated. FDA approval of the vaccine, mandate the vaccine. That's the phase and the three stages of this phase that we're in right now when it comes to this global medical tyranny. So again, healthcare workers or family and friends of healthcare workers that can answer this question, let's get out ahead of this narrative because I'm telling you it's where they're going next. Are the hospitals overwhelmed? Or is it yet another lie of the mainstream media? Yeah, I mean, the crew could probably start pulling up some of the stories that have been developing this month, but they haven't done their full push. They've just been kind of getting you ready for it, greasing the skids, priming the pumps, but eventually they're just going to come out and it's going to be the same thing as last year. Oh, the hospitals are totally overwhelmed. It's the worst thing we've ever seen at the hospitals. It's total chaos, 48-hour waits. Nobody can even get in. Doctors working 7 days a week, no breaks. Nurses falling over from their dance routines. Or will it just be another lie like they did last year? And it doesn't matter. Like last year when we had, I mean, what, hundreds, thousands of people going to their local hospitals filming that they were totally empty, totally ghost towns. Didn't stop the mainstream media from lying about it. Didn't stop liberal progressive Democrats from believing the big lies. No, they still went with it because that's what liars do. That's what criminals do. That's what brainwashed cults do. And man, oh man, you never thought you'd see the day where doctors and nurses, healthcare workers, should be the most uplifted, some of them uplifted among us, would sell out the truth, sell out their profession for the Democrat Party agenda and narrative. The globalist, the conquering of the world agenda. But they're doing it. So just get wait. You'll see. You'll see, man. They'll be going on television. They'll be going on Fox News. They'll be going on CNN. And it'll be doctors saying the hospitals are all overwhelmed because you didn't get a vaccine. And folks, this is why InfoWars has to be on air, because nobody else is going to do this. And you'll watch most of the people that go on Fox News, and I don't want to say all of them because there's great people that go on Fox News, and you know, I don't have to sit here and name them. You know who they are. But most of the people will go on Fox News and sell you the same BS that, yep, the hospitals are overwhelmed. It's because you didn't get vaccinated, because they know where their bread is buttered, and big pharmaceutical ad buys purchase more. They spend more money on television ads than any other industry combined. So that's what you're going to get. Not here, ladies and gentlemen. So remember to shop at InfoWarsStore.com so that we can stay on air and beat these false narratives in real time. Remember to shop at InfoWarsStore.com so that we can stay on air and call out the lies of the mainstream media in real time and expose the globalist agenda in real time. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got things you need. Air filters, water filters, emergency food supplies, the best supplements on the market. We've got cool hats, we've got cool t-shirts, and just all kinds of survival gear, all kinds of in-between stuff that we never even promote. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com during this break, click around, shop around. You're going to find something you want, something you need, and that purchase will fund the InfoWar.
X2 has been our number one bestseller over the years. Deep earth crystal iodine, the good halogen. It is essential for all actions in the body. You must have it to live. The UN estimates 2 billion plus people have cognitive disabilities because they don't have enough iodine. We have X2 in two different bottles, same amount in each bottle, but one has a spray top, one has a dropper top. 60% off on the spray top, 40% off on the dropper top for a limited time because they're both selling out. I want to thank all of the supporters that have gotten these over the years. If They're amazing, so that's a great deal for you to stock up on it. But this deal is really for folks that have been on the fence and haven't experienced the good halogen for yourself. So, X2, the dropper bottle and the spray bottle, 60 and 40% off for a limited time because it's selling out right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to keep this sale going until it sells out. It'll probably take about 2 weeks. Don't procrastinate. Take advantage of this special right now at InfoWarsStore.com and check out the new products we just got in as well.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Man, oh man, I'm telling you, there is so much news breaking that is devastating to the globalist if it can only get out there. But I'm going to have to put it all on hold till tomorrow, because I want to get out ahead of their next big narrative, which is that the hospitals are overwhelmed because people are unvaccinated. And I'm just going to bet on history repeating itself, that just like last summer when they said the hospitals were overwhelmed, and I went to the three hospitals in Austin that they claimed were overwhelmed, they were all ghost towns. We did full weeks of coverage taking calls from not just healthcare workers, but people who went in and filmed their own hospitals that were totally ghost towns. You could hear a pin drop. We can't let them get away with these big lies to bring in global tyranny, medical tyranny, and that's the agenda here. So we're going to go to the phone lines now. Again, we're talking to healthcare workers. Are your hospitals overwhelmed? by new COVID or Delta cases. I mean, I could be saying, are they unvaccinated? But we already have the data on that. Most of the new COVID or Delta variant admissions into the hospitals are vaccinated people. About 70 to 80%, depends on what age group. It's about 70 to 80% vaccinated people going to the hospital. And, you know, it's the same ridiculous notion that just proves they're such liars. If you're vaccinated, why are you afraid? If it protects you, if it's safe and effective and you're vaccinated, then what are you so afraid of? If you're wearing your mask, what are you so afraid of? It's all propaganda. They've bought into the cult. Sad to say, they've bought into the cult. So we start with Jerry has called in from Pennsylvania. Jerry, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how are you?
Hey, Jerry, what are you seeing? You said you're a sales guy in a hospital. What are you seeing in the hospitals in Pennsylvania?
Yep, Scranton, Pennsylvania. I go to the ORs all the time, but they were talking about out in the doctor's lounge last week, zero cases are in the hospital, and it's the designated COVID hospital.
Oh, so it's a whole hospital dedicated to COVID, and it's empty.
No. There's three hospitals in Scranton. Out of the three, it is where the location where they would take you if you were a COVID patient, and there was zero.
So the COVID hospitals are empty. Gotcha.
In Scranton, yes. Joe Biden's supposed hometown, which is another.
Right. The Scranton kid.
Yeah, total baloney.
By the way, I've got a clip from Joe Biden I'll play before the end of the day. This is going to make you laugh so hard you may urinate yourself. I'm not even kidding you. I'm serious. Of all the Joe Biden flummoxes and fumbles and bumbles, he's gone to new lengths. In fact, I may even issue a challenge. I got to focus on the issue today. But, I mean, if anybody can translate what Joe Biden says in this video clip, I mean, it's like you deserve an award. I mean, he needs a translator, but we'll do it radio tease. We'll do that later. Anything else, Jerry?
Yeah, could I say one other thing not related to the
Sure, COVID, make it quick, because I got to get healthcare workers on the air.
Yep. Joe Biden, you know, he does say he's from Scranton, which is total nonsense. I mean, he might have come here back and forth with his parents to his grandparents to visit, but not from here, but the day before the election, he was here. 12 people came to see him. 12.
Wow, Donald that's a big Trump turnout came. From Joe.
Yeah. Well, Donald Trump came, and there's a back road from the airport down into a small town by the name of Old Forge, and there's a company there by the name of Mariotti Lumber. But lining the road on the back road, there had to be 80, 90,000 people signed. There's no way he lost Lackawanna County in Pennsylvania, and there's no way Joe Biden won his hometown.
Yeah, there's no way Joe Biden got 80 million votes, let alone 70 million votes. And they've been caught. I mean, they literally been caught. They got caught now with the audits in Georgia and Arizona. If we have audits in Michigan that are statewide and Wisconsin and in Pennsylvania, well, it'll turn out Trump actually won the election by a landslide. And so, of course, that's why the Democrats are doing everything they can to fight those audits.
Hey, one other thing on the COVID, sales representatives like myself, and I've been doing this for close to 30 years, we have to we get a card. It's a credentialing card, either Simpler, VendorMate. It depends what area you're in, but it's tied to the government. And they're talking about adding the vaccine to that card. So everybody who's within the medical industry who has to go into the hospital is going to be forced to get that, or you're going to be out of job after 29 years.
Oh, yeah, they're just rolling out all the medical tyranny right now.
It's all coming.
Absolutely, Jerry. Thank you so much for the phone call. Let's go to James in Long Beach, a healthcare worker. James, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Owen. This is James.
Howdy.
Hey, anyways, long-time listener, first-time caller, always wanted to say that on the air.
There you go.
Oh, it's true. There are empty beds in California. Don't believe the narrative. I was telling your call screener, you know, I work in a 59-bed facility. We only have 40 patients. That's, almost 20 empty beds. We haven't had a COVID patient in our hospital since probably February, and that was a post-COVID. You know, that's somebody that got sick, survived, it ended up, you know, in our hospital. You know, and the other thing I was going to try and tell her, but I'll tell you, is, you know, I was an eyewitness to what really killed these people last year. Yeah, some of it was improper ventilator usage. Another part of it was just poor nursing care. And then we also had staffing issues because what ended up happening is a lot of our nurses went out of state for big cash bonuses. They went to your state. Texas was a primary target. They get $10,000 up front, put up in a hotel, food stipends. And why would you stay in California for peanuts when you can go to Texas for, you know, state? You know what I'm saying?
Well, and I'm glad that you mentioned that, too, because, I mean, I feel that I'm fortunate enough. I can rely on my immune system, but I was pretty sick over this weekend. Still kind of recovering a little bit, but, you know, it took me 2 days, maybe you could say three to beat this thing, whatever it was I had. I think I was just fatigued and my immune system shut down. But nonetheless, the point is, you know, I'd like a situation where if I get sick, that I feel like, okay, I can go to the hospital or go to a doctor and, hey, you know what? They're going to prescribe me something that's going to make me better. I could maybe get some ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or something that they know is going to help you beat this thing in 24 hours. But that's not the case. That's not the case. So it's like, why would I even go to a doctor? Why would I even go to the hospital when I can just lay on my bed for 48 hours and beat this thing? Not everybody may have the immune system to do that. That's exactly what you're saying, though, is like, I can't even go to a doctor or go to a hospital to get proper care because they won't even give you hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, which has been proven to work.
Through that, you know, I always tell people, hospitals are probably some of the most dangerous places anybody can go to. You know, they can drop you out of a bed and kill you. They can give you the wrong medication and kill you. They can give you an additional infection and kill you. And if you lay in that bed long enough, you'll probably catch a bed sore, you know, which is what I specialize in. But, yeah, it is kind of a sad, scary state of affairs, to be honest with you, Owen. You know, I've been a nurse 32 years. So I've seen a lot. And what I saw in the last year was sad. That's the first word. Our grandchildren's children are going to look back on this generation and go, what a bunch of knuckleheads and cowards.
Oh, my gosh.
And you know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of people feel that way, you know, when I articulate that to my coworkers. And a lot of them are still scared. We have coworkers. I'm not even kidding. Double mask, wearing gloves at all times with the face visor, and we haven't had a COVID patient in 6 months. And they walk around outside like that, virtual signaling. So, you know, the people around the area look at them and say, oh, that place must be lousy with COVID. We haven't had any. You know, we've had to postpone surgeries because, you know, we can't use the OR due to COVID, which was ridiculous. You know, so, you know, that's probably another reason why people died was because they weren't able to get surgeries. They were needed cancer treatment.
Oh, yeah.
It was bad last year. It was bad.
And now they have the Olympics, which is nothing more than a propaganda tool. It's not even about the Olympics anymore. It's about, hey, let's use the Olympics to propagandize people. And they're making all the athletes wear masks. And it's like, you can tell that half the athletes know it's the dumbest thing ever. They keep it below their nose. Some TV person says, put it above your nose. Put it above your nose. It's ridiculous.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic. And only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience. Just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jacob in Ohio. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the InfoWars.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it definitely works. It's not a joke.
Absolutely.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are the hospitals overwhelmed from COVID or Delta patients? Like the mainstream false narrative push is beginning to say, and they're going to really force that out probably about 2 weeks before they think they're going to get the FDA approval so that they can really feel justified when they mandate you take that deadly vaccine. That's attempted murder. You want to force me to take a vaccine that kills people? That's attempted murder. Ah, but yes, we live in the world of medical tyranny now, and Democrat, liberal, progressives have just fully sold out their entire beliefs. Now they love big government. Now they love big pharma. Oh, it's so good. Ah, give me the big pharmaceutical tyranny. Give me the big global government tyranny, please. Please. Oh, there's too many humans anyway. And Bill Gates says that we can solve that problem with vaccines. So I think we should trust Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci, who's the number one paid government official, to vaccinate us all to death. Oh, there's the latest numbers from the VAERS reports. Over 11,000 dead from the vaccine. And you want to force it on me, don't you, you murderer, you murdering psychopaths. Maybe if I play some nice, calm, quiet music while I talk about how you want to murder everybody, then it'll be okay. Ah, look, I'm floating. We'll all float in the end with Bill Gates. No, we won't. No, we won't. We will go back to your phone lines, though, and we will take more calls from healthcare workers that have dialed in.
And we have Jay, who is a nurse calling in from Alabama. And Jay, you are on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I was just talking to your call screener. I was going on a roll. So I'm a registered nurse in the state of Alabama. I've got, I could go many ways with this direction with poison ivy, Ivy the Terrible. Been a nurse for several years, 26 years I've been in healthcare. I also have a degree in occupational safety and health with a minor in industrial hygiene. So I did ER nursing for about 14 years.
Hey, Jay. Yeah. Do me a favor. Yeah. Just slow down a little bit. Just slow it down. There we go, brother. There we go.
All right. So I didn't know how much time you had trying to preface this conversation.
It's all good. I'd rather be able to understand what you're saying than, you know, get as many words in as possible.
Gotcha. All right. So my current job, I do medical case management. I fix a lot of injured workers, get them back to work. That job entails me from going to go to every hospital from Birmingham, Alabama, all the way up to Huntsville, all the way back down the 431 corridor.
So you've pretty much seen the entire state. You got a good idea of what's going on.
The entire state. And it frustrates me to no end that poison ivy gets on the air and terrifies thousands of Alabamians with no proof whatsoever. So where do I start? I started a week into the pandemic last March. Our company kind of put us on a little standby, said you can't go out to appointments. About a week after that, I started going back out. I'm Alex's age, but I'm probably more cut like you. So I'm very healthy. I'm into y'all supplements. I could go on a whole, you know, different conversation about how wonderful those are. But anyway, I started going back out. I've never worn a mask. I've always compromised with the doctor's offices or hospitals that I've had to go to, and I put that stupid splash shield on. It looks like a welder's helmet. You know, air can get all around this thing. But point is, out of all the facilities that I go to, I've never seen piles of bodies anywhere. I've never seen people begging to get in the emergency room. I've never seen people lined up to get in the hospital, being turned away, major, you know, people falling out or major cases of, you know, rescue efforts on sidewalks or, you know, the whole narrative that they try to paint to terrify
everybody. So in other words, you've seen no evidence that hospitals are overwhelmed in Alabama?
Zero.
From being up and down the state?
Correct. That's correct. Zero. The University of Alabama, Birmingham, which everybody calls UAB here, I took a picture. They established a COVID overflow unit last July 2020. If you come in from a certain way that you enter the hospital, you kind of come in at an upper level, and you can overlook this pavilion where they set this COVID overflow unit up. It was July of last year, a year of last year. I took a picture of this thing over that overlook. And the COVID overflow unit at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Thursday consisted of two nurses and an ER tech with their feet propped up on the table playing on their phones. Okay, so this is the story that's happening everywhere around here. They have, you know, it's a very left-leaning institution. Without saying too much, I've got a pretty trusted confidant in the COVID research department at UAB. And I could go on for hours about all the discrepancies that are going on. But in a nutshell, they've got several doctors in this department. One of them, I overheard a conversation. They're telling people in order to get them to participate in the vaccine trials that 1 in 100 people are dying.
Hold on. Hold on. I want to make sure that I heard that correctly. Just restate what you just said.
Yes. There is a physician in their COVID research department that are telling would-be participants that 1 in 100 people are dying from COVID. I mean, wrap your head around that. Think about 1 in 100 people walk out into any city sidewalk, and you would see people lying everywhere with that statistic. There's another doctor by the name
of Michael Fagg. And by the way, just to amplify what you're saying, if that were the case, you would have seen a 1% increase in the death rate in the United States in the year 2020. We did not see a single percentage increase in the death rate, not even a fraction of a percentage, except we saw drug overdoses go up and suicides go up, which I think resulted in a 0.03% uptick in the death rate from 2019 to 2020.
Correct.
If it was 1% of people that get COVID are dying in all this numbers, we would have seen at least a 1% increase in the death rate in the United States. We did not.
Absolutely. And the things that they're telling would-be participants over there, the research that UAB is doing on COVID are what the pharmaceutical companies pay them to research. They are not doing any useful studies.
And, of course, that just gets whatever they desire. They just get the result. They pay for the result they desire.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what it is. So why, if UAB's, if they're a Magnus Stennis hospital, they're a level one trauma center, like, so they do a lot of different studies between the university and the hospital side. You know, simple things. There's a walking concourse all over the campus. You know, why aren't they studying why people are walking down this concourse, touching the handrails, touching the doorknobs, touching the elevator buttons, and not spreading it? We had a friend of a friend who was at church. He was in his mid-60s. He had a condition called pulmonary fibrosis, which is a degenerative condition of the lungs. Usually happens from, you know, former smokers, people being in mines, that kind of stuff. He went into the hospital a week before last. They tested him. Of course, he tested positive for COVID. I suspect it was probably something from a flu shot that he had received last year. They had a policy at UAB. Once you test positive for COVID, your family member's inpatient. You cannot go into the facility for 21 days. So,
and then, that becomes the tyranny of the quarantine and everything. When most of these right. most of these PCR tests were false positive. In fact, again, I've got a story in the news. I'll have to cover it tomorrow. I think it was out of Europe. They basically did a huge study on the PCR test and showed that most COVID positives were false positives.
Correct, and that's what they used. They used the PCR, and they told the family this. So.
Well, Jay, look, I got to bump. I got to bump you. You've been on air a lot. This has been a great caller. I just got to take other callers. But, you know, let me just say this, because I'm not a doctor. I don't claim to be an expert in medicine. But, you know, we're allowed to have common sense, folks, okay? For a virus to travel from me to somebody else is essentially like man traveling to Mars. That's the length of distance when you talk about size and scale for a virus to be transmitted. That virus basically is traveling the distance from Earth to Mars to be transmitted. So, I mean, yeah, if I'm hanging around people and I'm sneezing on people and they're directly breathing in my sneeze, or I'm rubbing my nose and face and all of this and then rubbing it on their hands and then maybe they lick their fingers or something, then yeah, maybe you could spread it. But I mean, who knows? How long does it take your body to start making the antibodies from COVID or whatever else you get, that, hey, maybe now I'm not even necessarily spreading the disease, but I'm spreading antibodies, if you even believe that. Nobody even wants to think about this common sense. Nobody even wants to try to run tests to try to figure out about this stuff. They just want to use every different angle, every different way to fearmonger over it. I mean, they were literally putting out graphics saying that COVID can basically fly. It's like a ninja virus with a brain. They just came out, guys, let's see if we can do this in the 20 seconds till break. They just came out with a study that said COVID is, if you fart, you're spreading COVID. I'm not even kidding you. I'm not even kidding you. They're saying COVID is deadly being spread through farting now. So what, are we all going to have to walk around in diapers too? So we all have to walk around in diapers like Biden? Yeah, there it is. Can farts transmit COVID? What a joke.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.